The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings that are happening in the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. All right, and this time around, we're going to start out with the Carolina Music Festivals. And, of course, these are events happening around the state. June 8th through the 10th, it's Bluegrass in Cherokee. It's a long-running bluegrass festival at the gateway to Great Smoky Mountains National Park. It's a family-oriented festival held at a campground pavilion. Most bands play afternoon and evening sets. The festival site is Happy Holiday RV Village. June 8th through August 11th, it is the Brevard Summer Institute and Festival. The Brevard Music Center's Summer Institute for Classical Music Students age 14 and older presents some 50 concerts throughout its 9-week festival, showcasing nationally recognized artists and the center's 3 orchestras. The Independence Day concert at Whittington Fuff Open Air Auditorium features live cannons during the 1812 Overture. Festival sites, Brevard Music Center, and nearby venues. June 9th through the 11th, it's Grover Fest in Union Grove. Grover Fest presents local and East Coast bands representing music genres from across the board for all ages. The festival also presents a variety of visual art and food vendors, workshops, and more. Festival attendance is limited to 650 people on site. The festival site is Fiddler's Grove. June 10th, Hoppin' Beats and Eats Fest in Greensboro. A Greensboro group that sponsors several food truck rodeos is adding 4 bands to its June 10th event, with 15 food trucks scheduled at Greensboro's Minor League Baseball Park to create a new music festival in 2017. Festival site is Grasshopper Stadium. June 10th as well, Bluff Mountain Festival in Hot Springs. The free all-acoustic show presents bluegrass and more, including cloggers, a silent auction, raffle, and art and food vendors. The festival benefits the Madison County Arts Council and is in its 22nd year. Festival site is Hot Springs Resort and Spa. Another one on June 10th, Lansing, North Carolina Blues Festival. The festival debuted in 2016 with several regional blues acts. The festival site is Lansing Creeper Trail Park. June 14th through the 18th, the Southport Songwriter Festival. The Screen Door Songwriter Alliance puts on the festival to celebrate local, regional, and national songwriters and original music. Selected events throughout the week include a walking tour of Southport music venues and a concluding concert that is free. Festival sites, multiple downtown Southport venues. June 15th through the 17th, it's the Willow Oak Park Bluegrass Festival in Roxboro. This is held at the Willow Oak Park. June 17 and 18, it's All Go West. It's held in Asheville. The event is a street fair that embraces the ideals of Asheville's local music, art, fashion, food, and beer, including food from West Asheville restaurants and breweries. It all happens on 3 stages, festival sites, Isis Restaurant and Music Hall, and nearby venues. June 23rd through the 25th, it's the Cape Fear Blues Festival in Wilmington. The annual festival, presented by the Cape Fear Blues Society, features local, regional, and national acts, a blues cruise on board a motorized catamaran, an all-day open blues jam, and musician workshops. The festival's in its 22nd year. Festival sites, the Rusty Nail, Ted's Fun on the River, Wilmington Waterfront, and more. All right, June 23rd through the 25th, it's the state annual singing convention, and this is in Benson. The 91-year-old gospel singing competition presents the previous year's winners on Friday. Nationally recognized recording acts in concert Saturday evening, competitions on Saturday and Sunday, and performances by the winners on Sunday evening. The festival site is the Benson Singing Grove. June 24th, Sirens on the Mountain. This is in the community of Todd. The celebration of women's contributions to the arts will be hallmarked by a smaller local community vibe, the website says. Admission includes a catered meal and non-alcoholic beverages. Festival site, the New River Barn. June 24th through July 29th, it is the Eastern Music Festival, Greensboro and Points West. This event trains aspiring musicians between the ages of 14 and 22 and presents 5 weeks' worth of classical and chamber music performances, plus jazz, blues, and more. Gerard Schwartz is the music director. The festival's in its 56th year. Festival sites, Guilford College, and other venues. June 25th through August 5th, an Appalachian Summer Festival in Boone. This festival is a multi- and interdisciplinary arts festival, presenting and producing programs in music, theater, dance, film, and visual arts. Festival sites, Appalachian State University, and nearby venues. June 25th, it's Singing on the Mountain. This is in Linville. The day-long sing at the base of Grandfather Mountain is the oldest ongoing old-time gospel convention left in the southern Appalachians. The festival, which includes a midday sermon, is in its 93rd year. Festival site, McRae Meadows Grandfather Mountain. All right, in for a few laughs, let's check out Goodnight's Comedy Club for this month. Wednesday, June 7th, it's Pat House. Pat began his comedy career while attending Temple University in Philadelphia. Classes during the day and open mics at night, Pat spent night after night performing in any club or bar that had a microphone in the Philadelphia area. Thursday, June 8th, Rich Voss, best known from Opie and Anthony and NBC's Last Comic Standing. Rich is one of the most exciting and broadest headlining comedians in the country. Backstage Magazine says he has an uncanny everyman ability to likably bond with anyone in the audience. Friday and Saturday, June 9 and 10, it's Donnell Rawlings. You've seen Donnell on Comedy Central's Chappelle's show as Ashy Larry. As an actor, he's guest starred on Law & Order and HBO's The Wire. And his stand-up has been featured on Chelsea Lately and HBO's Def Comedy Jam. June 15th through the 17th, it's Steve Trevino. From a small southern Texas town, Steve has become one of the most in-demand comics in the country. June 23rd through the 25th, Face and Love, actor and comedian. He's best known for roles in the films Friday, Elf, The Replacements, Maid, and Couples Retreat. June 29th through July 1st, it's Corey Holcomb. Corey first got his feet wet in the world of stand-up comedy by attending open mic nights with family and friends and fellow Chicago comedian Godfrey. Since then, the self-proclaimed ghetto Dr. Phil has appeared in numerous TV shows. Coming up in July, Brian Posehn, Huggy Lowdown, Andrew Santino, and George Lopez. Special note, you may want to research the type of material presented by a particular performer just in case it's not what you or your family might enjoy. All shows are rated 18+. The 2017 American Dance Festival is celebrating its 40th year in Durham. It's going on now through the July 29th. an opening night gala performance set for Durham Performing Arts Center on June 15th will feature homegrown North Carolina companies, choreographers, and dancers. Festival performances will also take place at Reynolds Industries Theater and Baldwin Auditorium. Ticket prices range from $10 to $62. Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. The rundown there for the next few weeks. Thursday, June 15th, Lady Antebellum, Kelsey Ballerini, and Brett Young. Sunday, June 25th, Chicago, The Band, and The Doobie Brothers. Friday, July 14th, Dirks Bentley, Cole Swindell, and John Party. Friday, July 21st, Florida Georgia Line, Nelly and Chris Lane. And Tuesday, July 25th, it is Journey and Asia. At Carey's Cocobooth Amphitheater, Wednesday, June 7th, it's Paul Simon. Friday, June 9th, part of the North Carolina Symphony Summerfest 2017, Classics Under the Stars. Also from Summerfest, Saturday, June 10th, a space spectacular. Saturday, June 17th, Summerfest event, an evening in France. And Saturday, June 24th, Summerfest, a night of Beethoven. And Wednesday, June 28th, it's John Mellencamp, Sad Clowns and Hillbillies tour with special guests Emmylou Harris and Carlene Carter. Friday, June 30th, Summerfest, it's the Steep Canyon Rangers. Saturday, July 1st, North Carolina Symphony Summerfest, Appalachian Spring. Tuesday, July 4th, of part of Summerfest, it's an Independence Day celebration. Here's the lineup for Red Hat Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh for the next several weeks. Wednesday, June 14th, 30 Heads and Soja. Saturday, June 17th, Third Eye Blind with Silver Sun Pickups. Sunday, June 18th, Deftones along with Rise Against. Saturday, June 24th, Lindsey Buckingham and Christine McVie. Thursday, June 29th, Slightly Stupid. Tuesday, July 4th, a free concert with Fireworks and the Connells. Sunday, July 9th, My Morning Jacket with Gary Clark Jr. Friday, July 14th, Tedeschi Trucks Band. All right, let's take a look at what's going on at the North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road. Tuesday, June 9th, Tegan and Sarah. Over eight albums in nearly two decades, Tegan and Sarah, identical twins from Calgary, Canada, have evolved from a folk duo to acclaimed indie rockers and then to a glossier dance pop powerhouse. Concert starts at 8 o'clock. Tuesday, June 13th, Kaleo. Sunday, June 18th, Jason Isbell in the 400 unit with Amanda Shires. Isbell is closely tied to the fabled Southern musical enclave of Muscle Shoals, Alabama, whose studios produce some of the most enduring popular music of the 60s and 70s. Isbell learned to play multiple instruments as a boy, and at age 22, he joined the Southern rock band Drive By Truckers. Saturday, July 22nd, it's Mandolin Orange with Joe Pug. The website All Music says Mandolin Orange draws from wells both old and new, offering up a heady mix of bluegrass, gospel, folk, country, and pop that invokes the earthy timelessness of Gillian Welch and David Rawlings, the sweet unpredictability of Nickel Creek, and the rich Gothic Americana of the Civil Wars. And Monday, July 31st, it is Bell and Sebastian and Andrew Bird. PC Arena upcoming event, Saturday, June 17th, Rock and Ride Raleigh. This is to benefit the Tammy Lynn Center. Friday, June 23rd, the 2017 NHL Draft Party. Saturday, July 1st, 5th Annual Carolina Hurricanes Summerfest. Tuesday, July 11th, the Total Package Tour, that's the New Kids on the Block, Paula Abdul, and Boys to Men. The concert starts at 7:30. Saturday, September 2nd, Ed Sheeran. Ticket prices range from $35.50 to $85.50. Sunday, September 10th, it's the Canes 5K. Thursday, October 12th, Bruno Mars, his 24-karat Magic World Tour 2017. Concert starts at 8. Thursday, November 9th, it is Jim Gaffigan, the Noble Ape Tour. Tickets for the show, $31.75, plus those taxes and fees. And then Sunday, December 31st, to close out 2017, the Avett Brothers. Solange will be part of the 2017 edition of the Hopscotch Music Festival, September 7th through the 10th. With over 120 bands over 4 days, Hopscotch is known for an adventurous lineup, memorable performances, and a fan-friendly atmosphere. Information on tickets. General admission is $199, which includes all club shows, all Red Hat Amphitheater shows, and all outdoor City Plaza shows. A VIP wristband, that'll cost you $349. That includes a VIP kickoff party, priority access to all club shows, City Plaza shows, and Red Hat Amphitheater shows. And for the first time ever, all VIP attendees will have access to the Oak Lounge in City Plaza and the VIP area in Red Hat Amphitheater. Raleigh Little Theater. It's the theater complex is two blocks west of Cameron Village, now through June 18th, Avenue Q. July 21st through the 30th, The Tempest. Marooned and left to die on a remote island, Prospero can command spirits, create apparitions, and manipulate the elements. By using his magic, he assembles his enemies to take revenge on them, and in the process, awakens in Miranda, his teenage daughter, her first experience of love. Teens on stage and backstage, this is at Gaddy Goodwin Teaching Theater. August 25th through September 10th, Crowns, this is a gospel musical at Sutton Theater. A moving and celebratory musical play in which hats become a springboard for an exploration of black history and identity seen through the eyes of a young black woman who has come south to stay with her aunt after her brother is killed in Brooklyn. Hats are everywhere, an exquisite variety, and the characters use the hats to tell tales concerning everything from the etiquette of hats to their historical and contemporary social functioning. Again, that's Crowns, August 25th through September 10th. October 13th through the 22nd, Grace for President. This is a musical. One day in class, Grace discovered that there has never been a female president. Where are the girls, she asked, as her third grade teacher rolls out a poster of all 44 U.S. presidents. Frustrated by the lack of female faces in the White House, Grace decides she wants to be president and inspires a school election. This is presented at Daniels Auditorium in partnership with the North Carolina Museum of History. Up next, Guns N' Roses. They're going to be at Wake Forest University August 11th at BB&T Field. Winston-Salem is one of only 9 stadium dates the band is playing in the U.S. Again, that's Guns N' Roses, Wake Forest University, August 11th. The 77-year-old National Folk Festival is set for another run in downtown Greensboro, September 8th through the 10th. About 300 musicians, dancers, storytellers, and craftspeople will be there, along with more than 30 musical groups performing at 7 outdoor venues. Last year's National Folk Festival in Greensboro drew a crowd of about 138,000 people. Summer music is back at the Carrboro and Hillsboro Weaver Street markets. After hours, Have an after-work picnic on the mulch, and while local jazz bands help you unwind every Thursday from 6 to 8, bring your own chairs or blanket in case all the tables are full. Again, this is in Carrboro. Also in Carrboro at the Weaver Street Market, Sunday Jazz Brunch. Come picnic on the mulch and enjoy local jazz every Sunday from 11 to 1. Excuse me, this is both at Carrboro and Hillsboro stores. There's also Sunday Jazz Brunch at the Weaver Street Market in Hillsboro. Again, and the Jazz Brunch is 11 to 1. Then at Southern Village, Chapel Hill in Chapel Hill, the Concert on the Green series returns for its summer run. The concerts are held Sunday evenings from 6 to 8 through September. Y'all at Dix Park Summer Concert Series, local bands, food trucks, and craft breweries will be featured at the Free Summer Concert Series at Dorothea Dix Park in Raleigh. There will also be field day activities for the children. Shows run from 4 to 10 p.m. at Harvey Hill at Dix Park. Each show will include opening sets by a younger artist and an up-and-coming local band. The concerts are scheduled on Saturdays, June 24th, July 22nd, and August 26th. Now taking a look at the lineup for the Audio Describe performances coming up in the area. Of course, audio description involves the accessibility of the visual images of theater, television, movies, and other art forms for people who are blind, have low vision, or who are otherwise visually impaired. It's a narration service provided at no additional charge to the patron. Saturday, June 10th, the performance of The King and I at DPAC at 8 o'clock. Saturdays, June 10th and 24th, Fool for Love. Research Triangle High School in Durham at 8. McQueen and Company is thrilled to bring this thrilling, darkly funny, and shocking play to local audiences. Fool for Love is about an impossible relationship, about two people who, for all their trying, can't seem to get love right. And all the skeletons in their closet come tumbling out in 90 minutes. Sunday, June 11th, Avenue Q, Raleigh Little Theater at 3 o'clock. Thursday, June 15th, it's Hay Fever, North Carolina State's Titmuss Theater. From one of the greatest British playwrights of all time, Noel Coward, Hay Fever is a cross between high farce and a comedy of manners. Hoping for a quiet weekend in the country with guests, David Bliss, a novelist, and his wife Judith, a retired actress, find that an impossible dream when their high-spirited children appear with guests of their own. A house full of drama awaits to be ignited as misunderstandings and tempers flare. Curtain goes up at 7:30. Saturday, June 24th, Porky and Bess, Justice Theater at 2, known worldwide as a masterpiece and American folk opera. Porky and Bess was George Gershwin's final work for the musical stage, and originally featured an entire cast of classically trained African-American singers. Wednesday, June 28th, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. This is at North Carolina Museum of Art at 9. And then Friday, July 28th, An American in Paris, North Carolina Museum of Art, again at 9 o'clock. Saturday, July 29th, Disney's Beauty and the Beast at Raleigh Memorial Auditorium at 2. And Friday, August 18th, Moonlight, North Carolina Museum of Art at 8:30. Durham Performing Arts Center, DPAC, Carolina Ballet, and Theater in the Park have all committed to offer audio description for performances requested with a two-week advance notice. Call the box office of the respective theater to purchase tickets and request additional accommodations. Okay, we've got the Midtown Beach Music Series continuing at North Hills. These are free concerts Thursday evenings at the Commons from 6 to 9. June 8th, it's Steve Owens in Summertime. June 15th, Chairman of the Board. June 22nd, Jim Quick in the Coastline. June 29th, Blackwater Rhythm and Blues. July 6th, Spare Change. July 13th, Fantastic Shakers. July 20th, Too Much Sylvia. July 27th, North Tower. August 3rd, Band of Oz. August 10th, Liquid Pleasure. And August 17th, The Embers, featuring Craig Woolard. And the Friday Night Tributes returns for its season August 25th through October 13th. All right, here's what's coming up at DPAC in the coming weeks. Currently, through July 11th, The King and I, one of Rodgers and Hammerstein's finest works. Thursday, June 15th, the opening night gala for the American Dance Festival. Sunday, June 18th, Dan TDM. I may not know who he is, but apparently a lot of kids do because of his work on YouTube. Show starts at 2 o'clock. Friday, June 30th, and Saturday, July 1st, Palobis. This is part of American Dance Festival. As well as Sunday, July 2nd, Dancing... Oh, no, that's not nothing. That's not in connection with the American Dance Festival. Sunday, July 2nd, is Dancing with the Stars Live. This is Hot Summer Nights. This is in, you know, the big show on TV, Dancing with the Stars. Anyway, Friday, July 7th, now we're back to the American Dance Festival events at DPAC. One of the world's most highly respected and sought-after ensembles, the Paul Taylor Dance Company. Friday and Saturday, July 14 and 15, it is Kid Pivot and the Electric Company Theater. Friday and Saturday, July 21 and 22, Mark Morris Dance Company. And Thursday, July 27 through Saturday, July 29, Bill T. Jones, Arnie Zane Dance Company. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. And we'll repeat the Triangle Radio Reading Service internet address, TriangleReadingService.org. And the phone number, 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.